The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well, now, sport. Manchester United 3-2 winners over Liverpool in the fourth round of the Cup. While once again, Leinster edge out a victory against Munster in the Guinness Pro 14. Neil Tracy from Off the Ball is on the line. Neil, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, it has to be said that although I'm a Manchester United fan and Cormac, our sound technician, is a Liverpool fan, both of us agreed on one thing. It was a cracking game.
Yeah, it was. It was certainly much different to the Premier League game we had just over a week ago at Anfield. I think it's probably the case of the fact that it is the Cup and probably the teams aren't necessarily taking the Cup as seriously as they would have in previous years, that the shackles probably just dropped off a little bit and the teams, they weren't necessarily as afraid of losing because the stakes just over a week ago were so high. Manchester United, they wanted to keep themselves right up there above Liverpool. Liverpool avoiding defeat was hugely important for them, despite the fact that they had fallen way off. And I think yesterday, you know, a cup run for both United and Liverpool at the moment, it's probably just seen as a bonus compared to where they are in the Premier League. So it probably just resulted in a bit of pressure dropping off a little bit. It was a nice opportunity for Liverpool to be able to go out and actually attack a little bit more. They've been struggling deeply with confidence issues going forward over the last few weeks. So having an opportunity like a cup game to be able to just throw off the shackles and attack a little bit more probably helped them. And for United as well, it was a chance to, you know, a chance to change around a few players. Now, I mean, both sides picked particularly strong teams compared to what they normally would for a cup match. But, you know, it was a chance for United as well to just start moving forward a little bit. Their attacking players haven't scored as many goals in the last few games. And, you know, it was good to see Marcus Rashford, for example, having a great game yesterday.
Now, I suppose the bragging rights then rest with Manchester United, whether or not it'll mean anything in the long run as the Premier League unfolds, who knows, because it's still very tight at the top. Now, let's move on to rugby and two, it has to be said, pretty bruising encounters. The Ospreys Connacht one at in Galway, and then we had down in Thomond Park, we had Munster leading for much of the game and then yielding at the end to Leinster pressure.
Yeah, and I think it's just an example of, I suppose, Leinster, they have the ability to win in so many different ways. Like countless times this season and last season, they win by scoring 40 or 50 points and allowing you just one try in about, you know, less than 10 points. But there are the odd couple of games, like there was on Saturday, when They're not really there. They're not really cohesive as an attacking unit. And all they have to do is just try hang in there for as long as possible and be clinical when they get that one opportunity. And they did get that opportunity with 10 minutes to go. And it was an absolutely beautifully worked try, a lovely strike move right off the top of a lineout. Now, they got a bit lucky because that lineout definitely was crooked. But the execution of the move afterwards was perfect. The kick through from Ross Byrne was beautiful. And he was able to judge the bounce of the ball as well. If you really look at the way he kicked that ball, he kicked it down into the ground and angled the ball so that once it started bouncing, it was going to drift off to the right. And it was into the hands of Hugo Keenan, who showed beautiful hands even as well to just pop it off to Jordan Larmour to finish off the try. Munster are going to be massively frustrated because they know that they had the opportunities to win that match, particularly in the minute or so before half time. They got a soft penalty about 40 metres from goal and JJ Hanrahan hits the post. If he scores that, Munster are going in 13-3 in front with a 10-point advantage. Comes back off the post. Munster concede a couple of soft penalties, one right after the other. Leinster kick a penalty right on half-time to make it a four-point game. That six-point swing right on half-time, you have to look back and think that that was the winning and losing of the game for those sides.
Quinny this morning talking about whether or not there is a kind of a psychological thing for Munster against Leinster now. The erstwhile ladyboys of yore have been replaced by a machine.
They have. They really have. And yeah, he's definitely right that there probably just is something about Leinster now at this stage that is getting to the Munster players. Like, Munster have won one of their last, I think it's 9 or 10 meetings with Leinster. Leinster have won the last 5 meetings in a row between them. And look, Munster are getting close. They're definitely getting closer. They're closing that gap. I think comparable to where the sides were probably two and a half seasons ago. Munster definitely are getting back closer to Leinster. And I think once they can actually get over the line in a big derby game against Leinster, that's going to be huge for that set of players. But at the moment, they probably just are in that second tier of teams. They're at the top of the second tier of teams, if you know what I mean. Whereas Leinster, maybe Racing 92 or like Saracens last year, would have been just that little level ahead.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about people literally playing for a place in the Six Nations, and they've announced the 36-man squad for training purposes, which, of course, will be culled coming up to the first Six Nations game against Wales. And I think there are a couple of uncapped players who have been named. Ulster's Tom O'Toole and Munster's Craig Casey are in the training squad.
Yeah, they are. This just came through less than an hour ago. So they're the two notable ones. Craig Casey, he would have been playing with the Irish squad kind of as an apprentice player back in the autumn. He wasn't necessarily going to be involved in match days, but they brought him into the squad just to train so that when he is called up for real, like he is this time, he's been into the camp before. He knows how the training drills go. He knows what the setup is like. So that's quite a good thing they're doing at the moment. But he's going to be competing for selection this time round. Tom O'Toole is someone I'm quite happy to see him involved as well, because he would have been called up to the Six Nations last year, and he probably would have been in line to make his debut in that game against Italy had it gone ahead in March as scheduled before COVID hit. And unfortunately for him, by the time that rugby was back after the lockdown, he had picked up an injury. So he would have missed out on Ireland's campaign in October and November because he just hadn't played any rugby in so long. So it is good to see him back and available. And hopefully he'll be able to make a debut in the Six Nations as well. And also a couple of noteworthy people included here as well. Tadhg Furlong is included in the squad, despite the fact that he hasn't played since last February. He hasn't played since rugby returned from lockdown in August due to a series of injuries. But he is back, and it looks like he's going to be available for Ireland at some point during the Six Nations. So that's good signs for Ireland.
Any omissions that should be noted?
Jacob Stockdale isn't in the squad, but the IRFU have clarified that it is down to an injury. He picked up an injury a few weeks ago in action for Ulster, and as a result, he's just not going to be back on time to play for Ireland. That probably is the most notable one. Luke McGrath, Leinster scrum half, a lot of people were looking for him to be included as well after his good performance at the weekend. He's not there. And also Ryan Baird as well, who was someone that I think a lot of Irish fans were hoping to see capped at some point last year. He just about hasn't been included this time around as well.
Yeah, and Cooney not there either. John Cooney, the Ulster scrum half. So
yeah, maybe anyway. I'm overlooking John Cooney as well. Yeah.
All right. Well, look. Thanks very much for that. It should make for a fascinating Six Nations. Always, of course, with the proviso that everything goes ahead, because who knows what COVID will do in the meantime. But Neil Tracy, thank you very much for joining us.